grace of God, that prayer, that praise, and that thanksgiving brings about that calmness of heart and that peace before God the Father. Freedom from anxiety, freedom from worry, freedom from that anxiousness. Contentment and real quietness of heart.
For more expository preaching from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, tune in weeknights at 9 and Saturday mornings at 9 on The Truth.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. It's always our delight to have you tune in, but we enjoy your dialing the number 904-831-0917 and joining in the actual dialogue and discussion. Did you listen to any part of the hearing this morning with Sir Anthony Dr. Death Fauci as he was being interviewed? He was there in the Senate committee meeting simply because of a subpoena, a court order for him to be there. He had 6 attorneys with him. One of the attorneys sitting right beside Sir Anthony, Dr. Death Fauci, at the table and wanted to start jawboning, jumping in, and Senator Poole had to correct him. You're not invited. You're here because you're with your client. You have the right to talk to your client, but you don't have the right to join in the dialogue and discussion and the arguments that's before us. And he continued to jump in and openly challenge the senator. And as a result of that, they had law enforcement, the Capitol Police, went over and 2 of the officers, one on each side, escorted the attorney out of the hearing room where Sir Anthony Dr. Death Fauci was under subpoena to answer questions. But ladies and gentlemen, going back to the meat of the subject, the heart of the matter that we're talking about today, Sir Anthony Dr. Death Fauci involved in using American taxpayer dollars to sub out, if you please, the development of the gain of function of what we now know as COVID-19, and then having Pfizer, one of the major ones, there were 3 others, producing the so-called vaccine. But let me just touch on a little subject with the vaccine, ladies and gentlemen. It was not a vaccine. It was an actual serum that would change the, if you please, the DNA of the human body. And Dr. Reed Sheftall, and I talked about that, we've talked about it several times on air. I'll be talking with him again tomorrow in relationship to that very subject. We'll be recapping on tomorrow's broadcast some of the things we're talking about today. But I want to hear from Dr. Sheftall some of the nuances of what we are needing to know in relationship to what actually was produced in the Wuhan China lab and his ideas on what we can face in the future. Because you see, Sir Anthony Dr. Death Fauci, this is not the first time that he's been involved in a drug or a jab that's supposed to be a cure-all. And what we have discovered down through the years of the research and the writings of those that I have researched behind is that much of what Pfizer had used as a so-called vaccine that out of the chute they said was 95% efficacious and was, how would you say, safe and beneficial. In fact, some of the major statements by Sir Anthony and Dr. Death Fauci on television was that it is efficacious and it is effective, and it was neither. In fact, the truth was that they had hidden the research by Pfizer. They had overlaid it. They had canceled. They had not revealed parts of it. And it's just now coming to light that the whole research behind the COVID-19 so-called vaccination was a lie. It was a lie. It would not do what they claimed that it would do. And when Sir Anthony and Dr. Death Fauci talked about it's beneficial, and by the way, he had taken the jab himself, unknown to the world, and I'd already discovered the articles on that, and Senator Paul brought that out this morning, that Dr. Fauci had taken that vaccination, had major heart problems as a result of it himself, did not report it, the world didn't know it, but that's one of the major, major side effects of the death jab called the COVID-19 vaccination. It's not a vaccination at all. But ladies and gentlemen, it all started with what is called the gain of function in the lab in Wuhan, China. And one of the things that sticks out in my mind, and it was touched on this morning by Senator Paul, was that Sir Anthony, Dr. Death Fauci, wanted to validate his position, so he badgered, coerced, and basically threatened those investigative scientists that normally would get grants through his authorization in the NIH organization that Fauci was in, the National Institute of Health, and they would get grants from that, and so they were afraid not to. But about, I believe it was about 20 or 30 of those scientists signed a letter saying that they had done the investigation and they were positive that this COVID came out of the wet market from an animal and somehow jumped across the line, leaped into, and became a contagion for the human body, which was a total, total, total fabrication and lie. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is my prayer that we'll see somehow, some way, real justice for this case, because the bottom line is, as I've quoted before now this morning, Revelation 21:8 says there won't be any liars in heaven. And Sir Anthony, Dr. Death Fauci, is a pathological, absolute liar with all that he says. He told the truth in his diaries, but he lied to the public. He lied to the television cameras. He lied to all of us when he said that that was efficacious and beneficial through the vaccination. Look at another headline that should be a plus positive footnote. President Donald Trump administration formally bans the gain-of-function research. Let me read you two brief paragraphs. The state and Health and Human Services Departments claim that although biomedical research has produced life-saving vaccines and medical breakthroughs, it must never come at the expense of public safety and national security. The Trump administration announced Tuesday it has always officially banned gain-of-function research, claiming that it has the potential to threaten lives, undermine national security, if not properly restricted and controlled. The State Health and Human Services Department claims that although this may be beneficial in the future, it must not be at the expense of safety and national security. The policy changes comes after President Trump signed an executive order banning federal funding for gain-of-function research in countries like China, which is believed to be at the heart of the COVID-19 leak in Wuhan, China. The two departments said in a joint statement that America First approach to scientific research means ensuring that taxpayer dollars, quote, are never used to support dangerous gain-of-function research any place in the United States or abroad. The new policy also prohibits federal support for gain-of-function research, strengthens oversight of the high-risk life science research, and restricts funding for research conducted in countries that likely will not appreciate our safety, our security, and the oversight standards. Final paragraph says, we encourage our international partners to join us in ending dangerous gain-of-function research and adopting strong biosafety and biosecurity standards to make the world safer, more secure, better prepared for future biological threats. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful that President Trump has done that. But one of the things that I find so dangerous, and one of our callers, Jim, I believe, mentioned it just a moment ago. We see a lot of these hearings, see a lot of these insights from the House members and the senators, and we see a lot of badgering the ones that are at fault. But listen, just go back and think. Is anything ever done with James Comey? Anything ever done with Jack Smith? Have we seen anything as far as real prosecution, a prison time for any of those from the FBI and from any of those that through the DOJ under the Biden administration that did a wiretap on many of the reporters and many of the senators and legislators? Anything have been done with it? And we've heard a lot of razzle-dazzle. We've heard a lot of, how would you say, whistleblowing. We've not seen anybody prosecuted and put in prison. Why? That's one of the things that is so discouraging as we talk about what is happening. Here's another headline. Anthony Fauci, Basque, B-A-S-K-S, Basque in media attention and unearthed diary entries. Here's a quote from Sir Anthony, Dr. Death Fauci. I'm the most famous person in the world. Dr. Anthony Fauci raised eyebrows over the weekend for his recently released pandemic-era diary entries, some of which included reflections on his own newfound fame, his interactions with influential media figures, and a picture of a prayer necklace featuring himself as a saint. Saint Sir Anthony Fauci, ladies and gentlemen, released Saturday by Senator Rand Paul, Kentucky, Republican of Kentucky, ahead of the Fauci scheduled testimony before the Homeland Security Governmental Affairs Committee. The thousands of pages of diary, by the way, it's 1,141 pages, ladies and gentlemen, of diary entries, recounted Fauci's daily reflections as he interacted with political leaders and became the public face of COVID-19 pandemic response. Quote, I've said for years that Anthony Fauci cared more about his own image than about the truth, according to his own diaries. Entries show Fauci appeared to bask in the media attention and widespread adulation he received during the early days of the pandemic. The situation with my national and international, this is quote now from Fauci, the situation with my national and international fame is explosive and really unimaginable. It is not hyperbole to say that today I'm the most famous and talked about person in the country and of one of the most recognizable persons in the whole world, Fauci wrote in his diary May 21st, 2020, noting that there had been a very flattering front page article about him in the Washington Post. Press is going wild about me, Fauci said. He wrote on May 22nd, 2020, front page of the Washington Post. And he talked about that article. Had a high profile in the Atlantic. Quote, I'm trying in several articles and on TV to clarify that POTUS, President of the United States, is talking about hope for therapies, although there are no good data. While I must stick to the science, and so fundamentally we're approaching this from a different but conflicting standpoint. May 23rd, 2020, Fauci suggested that President Donald Trump and the White House were growing jealous of his popularity and his attention that he was receiving. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Sir Anthony Dr. Death Fauci was proud of himself. He, in fact, on one of the occasions when he was interviewed about why did he suggest three or four masks rather than just one, what science substantiates that was the question. He said, well, not really science. He said, it just came to me that that might be good. Ladies and gentlemen, he claimed that he had said nothing in relationship to the closing of schools. But you go back and look at his conversations with the governor of California and the governor of New York. He insisted that they close the schools. And yet he says, no, I didn't cause the schools to be closed. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize across America, as a result of the lockdowns with Sir Anthony Fauci at the helm of the so-called health question and issue of COVID-19, hundreds and thousands committed suicide because of a hopelessness, having lost their income, lost their homes, lost their business, lost their families, some of them dying in the COVID response teams. Ladies and gentlemen, it is simply a major, major, major problem that we need to recognize what is taking place and ask God to divinely intervene and do something that will cause this person to pay the price for what he's done and being responsible for, as Senator Ron Johnson said this morning and as Senator Rand Paul said this morning, that Fauci is responsible for the death of over 1 million people in America. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's a sombering thought. And I pray that somehow, some way, we'll recognize the reality of what is taking place. Here's an article. Did Anthony Fauci ignore Chinese lab leak? and the intel. Newly released diaries and entries from the former National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Disease, Dr. Anthony Fauci, have reignited one of the most contentious debates surrounding COVID-19 pandemic. According to the diaries released by Senator Rand Paul ahead of the Senate hearing, Fauci was briefed by U.S. intelligence officials who described information pointing toward activities at the Wuhan lab. Ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't a matter that he didn't know. It was a matter, ladies and gentlemen, that he deceived America. He deceived President Trump. And one other thing, ladies and gentlemen, clinical trials results, listen to the headline, clinical trial results were clear. Pfizer's COVID vaccine delivered more risk than any benefit. Let me read that again. Clinical trial results were clear. Pfizer's COVID vaccine delivered more risk than benefits. That's not what we were told as the general public. I recall seeing on television, night after night, when the Communist Network News would show the reel after reel after reel, where in major shopping center parking lots and stadium parking lots, where cars would line up by the hundreds, waiting to come through and get the swab put in their nose, and the test on what's called the PCR test would always show positive. Not always, but it was one that would generally show a false positive and had the nation frightened to death that everybody's going to die. It is clear, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, let me read you a paragraph of this. U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. recently his decision to terminate the COVID-19 Emergency Use Authorization, called EUA, declarations invites reconsideration of the evidence that launched this extraordinary regulatory chapter. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's first EUA for COVID. COVID-19 rested on the determination that the known and political benefits of the Pfizer biotech vaccine outweighed its known and potential risk, yet the pivotal trial report, listen now, did not bring those benefits and risks together within a common quantitative framework. And it goes on to talk about they claimed it was 95% efficacy, when in reality they had covered the research and the run behind the scenes. They'd covered the research as to the death and the destruction and the harm that it was causing, the ailments with the individuals that were going through the test. They covered it. It was a lie. And that later, ladies and gentlemen, came out as being a lie. But when this finding is considered alongside the broader set of participant-relevant outcomes, the overall clinical picture looks markedly different from what they claimed. So, ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. The only way Pfizer and other big tech, big pharma companies were able to use the phony, fraudulent, false so-called vaccines, two causes. Number one, 1986, under the leadership of President Reagan, he was lied to by the Democratic Party that encouraged him to sign giving blanket immunity, federal blanket immunity, for every pharmaceutical house and anything they'd present. And it was done on the basis that the Democrats then said to President Reagan, if we don't do this, all research of all new drugs and new chemicals will be ceased and will not have the drugs that we need. So therefore, it was signed. And secondly, ladies and gentlemen, it's simply on the basis that here we are with a pharmaceutical house that I believe Sir Anthony Fauci had connection with, benefit financially from, and I believe it's as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, that we find today the condition of America and the hearings that we're trying to get across. Ladies and gentlemen, it deserves our prayer, deserves our attention, but let me just switch for a brief moment in the closing part of our broadcast today. Perhaps you're asking the question, as the media has asked. Perhaps you're asking the question from a conservative standpoint. Perhaps you're asking the question from the standpoint of just curiosity. What's it going to be like? Will America bomb Iran enough that they'll stop? Listen, they're the Shiite Muslims, and the Shiite Muslims, according to their Quran, according to what they believe, that there's a hidden imam, the 12th imam, they call it, one that's referred to as the Mahdi, M-A-H-D-I, the hidden imam, the Mahdi. The Mahdi supposedly is in a deep, deep well. And that well, by the way, is on the backside of Iraq, right near Iran. And that hidden Mahdi is there. And hundreds of thousands of Islamic Shiite Muslims go there every year, put a little prayer on a piece of paper, drop it down the well, take their flashlight, shine to see if the hidden imam, the 12th imam, the Mahdi, is reading their prayer. And the only way that that Mahdi will come out of the well to deliver the world into the hands of Islam is when the world is engaged in a skirmish, a worldwide battle, what we would call a world war. And that's what they're gaining. That's what they're pushing for. So the question asked begs to be answered. Will they surrender? Will they stop? Will they say enough is enough? Not on your life. They will not cease to try to retaliate against America and against Israel. Israel is the, we're the big Satan, Israel's the little Satan, or vice versa. That's the way they see it. And the only way that that Mahdi, that hidden imam, will come out of the well and deliver the world to Islam is for there to be a global battle. And ladies and gentlemen, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, old Persia, Iran, will be one of the five nations that Russia will lead to come in to crush, to eviscerate, to annihilate the little postage stamp that's called Israel. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, according to Zechariah the 12th chapter, the Bible says in verse 2, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're witnessing the stage being set for that. I've got a massive article that I'll read just a portion of it for your edification. It's from Victor Davis Hanson. He's a scholar in no uncertain terms. Iran, Trump's next strategy for Iran, and Trump's next strategy for endgame. We're approaching 5 months in our on and off war with Iran, but it's not really quite 5 months of war. It's more like 40 days of kinetic action. The first 40 days and then the subsequent 110 days are often on negotiations with Iran's regime, once in a while punctuated with exchanges of missiles and bombs. So where are we now? This is Victor Davis Hanson. What is the strategy of the United States? We've been talking about the midterms for 7 months, 6 months, 5 months, 4 months, 3 months, but we're looking at August, September, and October. We're getting down to now close to just 3 months. So what is Trump's strategy? What is the Iranian strategy? We know that the Iranian strategy is the regime cares nothing for its own people, whether that's the thousands collateral deaths through our own allies' bombing. And we know that they slaughtered somewhere between 40 and 50,000 of their own people. And they don't care, this writer says. As long as they're corrupt, rich, and in control, that's all they care about. They have no problem being royals, monarchs, and lording over a nation that's in rubble. So what should we do through this? They're trying to wait us out. Remember, because they think Trump will, if the price of gas is $4 and the price of oil is $110, that there's a war ongoing. They will be left to win if we lose the midterm battle or the midterm elections. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the position that Victor Davis Hanson takes and what he is saying in relationship to that. They'll take that if we lose the House. Victor Davis Hanson says that that is the end game that Iran is working for and looking for. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful that the Bible gives us the answer. This is the reason I say to you, we need to look at everything through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. What does God's word say for the future? And we find very, very clearly what God's word says, and we need to stand on that and believe that. We win in the end. Listen. A little eschatological prophetic timeline. The next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. Following the rapture of the church, ladies and gentlemen, the lawless one that is called the man of sin, the Antichrist, Revelation chapter 13, will take control of the whole world. He will control the whole world of the tools that we're now building, the digital currency, the artificial intelligence, the drone capability, etc. The Antichrist will use for every movement of every human on the face of the globe to be totally controlled. No buying, no selling, no trading, no traveling without the mark. And the mark's not going to be where you're forced to take the mark or die. It's a matter that in that day, everybody that wants to eat, to buy, sell, trade, or travel will willingly bow and take the identification mark, and it will be more than likely some type chip or some type mark that be embedded in the hand or the head based on Revelation chapter 13, verse 16, 17, and 18. But ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is asking the question, how do we stand on Iran? Should we be in this war? Absolutely, unequivocally. Should Trump continue the battle and try to get their attention? Absolutely. Will we be able to win the war from the standpoint of kinetic warfare? No, 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 we will not. Because Iran will still be openly capable of carrying out the task of war against Israel. And right now, listen, Russia has already warned, Russia and China, already warned America through back channels that they need to back off and leave Iran alone. Iran is a puppet state for China and for Russia. Russia, ladies and gentlemen, will eventually rear its head and join in the battle, helping and initiating the help through Iran against the United States of America. In fact, one writer in an article that I read just the other day said that Russia and China already putting the world on notice to leave Iran alone. Iran and the helpers, i.e. China and Russia, are supplying much of the technology for Iran to know where American forces are, to know where American, ships and other missiles are, and therefore that's helping them, that is Iran, as they get their material wiped out, Russia and China assisting them in the battle. So we're witnessing the coming together of the future eschatological final calamity that will take place in what I call and have called for years World War III. The war with Russia, Ezekiel 38 and 39. Ladies and gentlemen, one final footnote, going back to the subject of Fauci. It is written by Tim Burchett. He is a Christian congressman. Says Christian congressman Tim Burchett suggests Fauci under divine judgment. They became fools. Citing the divine judgment laid out against idolaters in the first chapter of Romans when he opined Monday in his recent revelation, Dr. Anthony Fauci's pandemic-era diaries entries show the fixation on what will take place for Dr. Fauci in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7, The Truth.